This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. I want to say thank you guys for coming back every single week. You guys are amazing. And today, I simply just want to get back into it. I also want to say thank you guys for watching the vlogs at More Joey. You guys are killing it so much, and the lavender drop dropped so quick and sold out even quicker. It was insane. And if you guys are also watching the vlogs, you know that water bottles are coming, and then also tie-dye sweaters are coming, which is just going to be insane. So I do really, really want to say thank you, and I do appreciate it. I know I'm like a broken record, but I really, really mean it. And I really want to get into this conversation really, really quickly, because this is going to be a long podcast because we have a new segment coming up, which I'll explain shortly. But I want to talk about high school really quick. You know how people always say, like, oh, there's like the popular kids, there's the nerds, there's this and there's that, there's the sport guys and whatever, all that kind of stuff, right? Here's what's wrong with that. There are no popular kids. There aren't any hierarchy. There's nothing like that. And the reason why is because everyone's popular. So you have your groups. The popular kids are a group. It is not who's most popular in the school. It's a group of kids. They're classified just like the nerds and the geeks are, just like the jocks are. They're a separate group. And so with that being said, everyone in your high school is popular. I've always thought about this, and I've never really put it in a voice, in words. And so I think it's important for people to hear. And here's my second point. Again, I'm making this super quick. My second point is it doesn't get better. And when I say that, I recently watched a video. I watched it like 4 years ago. Definitely not recently. And I watched this video. It was called It Doesn't Get Better. And I was like, oh, whoa, that's a strong title to put out. And the reason why they wrote that is because it doesn't get better if you're popular in high school. And the reason why is because, again, there is no popular, but the people who think they are the most highest ranked person in school, it doesn't get better for you. Because if you thought that, then your rest of your life is not going to be good enough to your standards. And in this video, they were talking about like, oh, like I'm Danny and I drive a Porsche, you know? And then it's like, well, what car do you drive now? I still drive that same Porsche. And it's like 30 years later, you know? And it's just saying that his best part of his life was in high school, you know? And it's like, is that really what you want? I tweeted recently, I was like, don't make college the best part of your life. It can be right now, but don't let it be. And people were like really mad at me for saying that. And I understand it's like very American to have an amazing college and like go to a very fancy school and be in a frat and be a sorority and all that stuff. But don't let that be the best part of your life. There's so much more out there. Okay? I really want you to hear that. There's so much more out there. It could be a shitty time. It could be a great time, but there's always going to be better. It does get better. So don't let it be the best or the worst, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. But now let's cut into our topic for the day and a new segment. I'm really happy about this. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to introduce to you guys a little new segment on the podcast. I've been getting kind of lonely, especially in quarantine, so I figured why not call it my best bud Jesus, and we're going to do a little Jesus's topic of the week. And he's constantly asking me questions, and they're great questions, and they're questions that not a lot of people think about. So I figured it would be a perfect time to kind of like, one, reconnect with him. He's back in Mexico. And then two, put you guys on some topics that you're probably thinking about, but you don't really have anybody to talk to or talk about it. And they're just kind of things that are just lingering. So everybody welcome Jesus Fuentes. So say hello, Jeebus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Wow, we love the enthusiasm.
Dude, it's almost like I was expecting them to actually say hi, but obviously not. They can't.
Yay, hey, Jeebus.
Okay, so what do you just name this segment?
I called it Jesus' Topic of the Week.
That's pretty good. I actually like that. Tell us a bit of context. Why am I doing this?
I already said all that.
Oh, okay.
Basically, Jesus has a lot to say. And he never shuts up. And I actually think a lot of maybe like 29% of the things that you have to say are like good ideas and good topics. So I figured that, you know, I think we should talk about them. I think actually what you think about is what a lot of people think about. A lot of people get caught up on and nobody's talking about it. Even though there's such like some things are really simple and some things are really easy to talk about, but no one's talking about them, and it drives people nuts. Like, it gets people overthinking. Yeah. So I think it's kind of good and healthy to talk about.
Okay, sweet. I don't think you could have said it better. And yes, this whole idea started because I started a podcast with Joey, and I was like, you know what, on my podcast I want to have like stories from like different people, so like Joey's, for example, and then do some retouching on that for another time. For now, it's just like an introduction of what Joey does and all of that. And I wanted to do that for like different friends. And I told Joey, but I still think that you are the best at like just listening to me. And like, you always have something to say. And the same thing goes with you. You say something and I always have something to say.
Then let's bash it out.
Okay, so this is something that I wanted to do in a video, like almost Dan Mace-like. And like, I've been putting it off for so long. And I think maybe it's because I just don't see myself doing it. And I think I can.
Well, I don't think you can put porn on YouTube.
Wait, what? Okay. No, Dan Mace doesn't make porn. Just making that clear. Shout out to the man. Okay, no, anyways, let's get back to topic. So this is the thing, and I think Joey explained it really well, is that a lot of things, maybe I'm just very perceptive, or I just like see them, or and I people just don't talk about it, and I like to overthink. It's not that I enjoy it, but I just definitely do it, and that's overthink lots of things. Let's address this with like, first off, going back to middle school, and well, middle school, what is it, like grade 7 and 8? And like thinking that like back then when Facebook was just a thing and how a person, just like one of your friends, would have like 100 likes in their profile picture and he'll be like the coolest man ever. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, I remember when I would post a picture. This is before I started like social media and everything. My Facebook page was obviously like open. They could see like my posts if you search me up. And before I was on social media or if I had a following or anything like that, I would get like 20 likes, right? I'd just be like your average Joe. And then I started like getting bigger on social media. And then my profile picture would get 300, 400, 1,000 likes on a profile picture. And everyone in my school was like, what the fuck? And they were, I don't know if they were jealous. I don't know if there was hatred. They were just like, literally like, what? And then, honestly, that kind of gave me popularity in school.
Yeah, no, and I definitely feel that. Like, definitely, I remember there was this, like, when did you jump into it? And when did your parents let you join Facebook? So, you would join Facebook, and you'll grow with it, and it was just like something that just happened, I feel. It got to a point that like this new normal was like if you get 100 likes in your picture, you're good. Like you have a good amount of friends or people that follow you and like it's a good picture. And then the people that had like 300 or something like that, it's just like, oh, they're definitely the cool kids in the school. And the reason behind it's maybe because they chill with kids from another school. And that's why he has so many friends, and that's why he gets those likes. So the story behind me addressing this is because I remember at some point when I left Mexico and I went to Ottawa, there was this one time that I just like felt like I need to delete my Facebook. And you may think, well, that's pretty drastic, because I was in Facebook for a couple of years. I had my memories, and you had like those notifications that like, oh, you've been friends with this person for X amount of years. And it was actually for X amount of years, because the day I met them, I added them to Facebook. Anyways.
You added your Tinder matches to Facebook?
Dude, there's no Tinder back then. Don't confuse the people. So what happened is that I got pissed at Facebook, and the reason why is because I felt like social media had this impact on myself. And the thing is, I was spending too much time in Facebook. I think I was just wasting time. And at some point, I was not happy with the idea of Facebook. I was not happy with the idea that, like, you had to be friends with every single person that you've met. And then you were literally bound to see all of their content. So maybe you just met them and say hi at a, I don't know, like you went to a party and your friend was like, oh, here's my friend. And then he would be like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And then afterwards, you'll say, hey, let's keep in touch. Let me add you on Facebook.
And I mean, it didn't even always work like that, right? Sometimes it was just like you were on Facebook and you saw somebody being tagged in a post and you're like, oh, that's a mutual friend of a friend. And then you added them. And then so you were just adding so many people, and it was just like, who could get more friends?
Exactly.
You know, that became a competition as well. So it's like, I had like 4,000 friends. Do I remember anybody? No, I don't even remember five of my closest friends' names.
Exactly. And literally, I remember that. I remember the competition feeling and thinking, oh, if you go and make friends with somebody at a party from another school, that means that now you're able to like leave that party, go to that Facebook friend of yours that knows all of the people in that party, and then add all of them up. And then they, you just felt like, oh, now I know what's up with their lives. And I don't have to like
chill with them. So far, this sounds like you've had a traumatic experience of not having enough Facebook friends.
Okay, hear me out, okay?
What else have I been doing?
I came to a realization where it was just like, I don't think this is the right way to go about it. I felt like, I think I definitely got to a point that I was like just happy with it. I was getting enough likes, if you want to call it like that. Or I was just like, you know, I got enough friends and people think I'm cool or whatever. Not because I necessarily like asked for a reach for it. It was just the fact that it just so happened. Like you getting like more likes and all that. Was putting, I guess, cool pictures or whatever, or I was just friendly with people. Anyways, I was just like, I don't know a lot of these people, and I feel like there's a huge disconnect. Like all of this is just a fake picture of my friends in a list. And I made a post where I said, I just made a new Facebook account. And for the people that are going to see this post, if you really care about my things or like my pictures and what I post and all of that, and you still want to be friends on Facebook, just send me a friend request. Other than that, like you guys know, have my phone if you guys are truly my friends, like my phone
number. Right. And then how many people added you?
So right afterwards, I think I got like 100 friends, and I was okay with it. It wasn't like this, I need to have like 1,000 friends, because I remember having 1,000 friends was like a huge thing back then. And I was happy with it. But here's my way of picture putting this picture on your brain on what happened next. So you have a couple of Polaroids and you put them in the floor, and then you grab a match and then you throw it in there. And you're going to see how some pictures are going to get burned. Maybe because some of them were scattered and they're to the edges, they're not going to cut on fire. And maybe because some of them were just too close, they're going to cut on fire. So what I think happened there when I deleted my first Facebook account is that I definitely burned some bridges. Because the idea of, like, you meet people and you don't just meet people. Like, there's a reason behind how you meet somebody. And I can tell you, I still remember, like, the faces of people I went to, like, school trips. And it just so happened that there was another school there. And I made, like, really good friends with somebody. And I don't know who they are anymore. Like, I just don't know where they are, what their names were. And
you think that you burn bridges with all these people by giving them the ultimatum of, like, hey, add me if we're friends. And if we're not, then goodbye.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, and your argument is that you meet every single person for a reason and they're meant to, like, stay in your life?
Not every single person, but, like, it's just, like, how do you know who you're supposed to keep in touch and who you're not supposed to keep in touch?
I think that's pretty easy. Who do you want to keep in touch with?
Well, think of it this way. When you first meet somebody, like the same example I said, like you go to a party and then one of your friends presents you another person. And at the moment, you're like, hey, cool, let me meet them or whatever. And then you add them on Facebook and say, for example, you did that for 20 people. From those 20 people, maybe you're actually just going to stay with 5 people. And then what do? You delete the other ones?
I mean, yeah, but I think this is more than just a Facebook thing. It's more of like an analogy in like real life.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, but I guess my thing is that, like, I think the way that you're thinking is like, is there always something better? So by getting rid of those people, you're thinking like, oh, okay, I just burned some bridges. And that could, even though that's like a certain mindset, that it can also be really negative on you, because like the entire time you're thinking about this, you're always like, oh wait, you know, maybe they could have helped me in my life, like maybe this, maybe that, and like that's always going to be like a what if. And then So it's constantly like, you know, when I invite you out, right?
Yeah.
Like I have a friend exactly like this, and I won't say his name, but I'd be like, hey man, you want to hang out? And he'd be like, yeah, but like maybe. And the reason why he says that is because he's waiting for something better. He's always waiting for something better to pop up. And he's always waiting for that chance to go. Okay. So he will never lock it down. So by keeping these friends around that even you don't talk to them, they're basically already deleted, right?
Yeah.
You just haven't hit the button.
Yeah.
And so by keeping them around, you're just keeping them as this what if. Maybe something good's going to happen. Maybe they're going to post. Maybe they're going to like. Maybe they're going to hit me up.
Yeah.
And so that's just like a maybe life.
Yeah. Now, hear me out. Okay, I definitely see where you're coming from, and holy shit, it's definitely really... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even ask you if I can swear or anything. Are you just going to beat me?
You can't fucking swear.
Okay, hi. So, what happens here is that, like, think of it almost like LinkedIn. Like, they're just not friends. They're just, like, people that you're going to meet and you think that maybe they're going to help you out. I feel like that's exactly what you just said. That, like, I'm keeping them there and I feel like I burned a bridge because maybe something else could have happened.
Who cares?
Yeah, no, exactly. Who cares? But here's what I'm trying to get at. We are growing with social media. So, for example, I had to deal with it in a way that... in my head, it just made sense for me to delete my Facebook. So that was me growing with Facebook because there was no Facebook before that. And now here's where I'm trying to get at. So that was my first basis, right? Mm-hmm. You see where I'm coming from? You are imagining what I was thinking, and you're thinking that I was living this what-if life. And I definitely agree with you, like almost 100%. And the reason why, it's because I understand what you're saying, but hear this out. This is the now. So you go out and then you talk to somebody and they ask you, what's your Instagram? And they follow you. What do you do? Do you follow them or do you just not follow them?
No, I'm an asshole.
Okay, now hear me out. I think it's okay for you. You have a pass because you have like a lot of followers and all of that. Let's just put you in that box for now. And you have me who doesn't have that many followers, and then they follow me, and I'm definitely expected to follow them back. Why? Because it's almost like, why wouldn't you? I just said I was going to follow you. So what do you do in that scenario?
I think at that point, you're letting social media win. You are letting social media run your life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of friends in my friend group. Like, literally, non-quarantine, I would hang out with them every single week.
Yeah.
That I don't follow them and they don't follow me.
Yeah.
And so the status of who follows who on social media doesn't actually matter.
Now, hear me out.
We're just making it matter.
Hear me out. You are a very social media savvy, if anything. Like, you've been on social media and you work on social media. And I've worked with you and I've been part of, like, social media in a deeper level, I guess, because I'm having this conversation with you and I felt like it's a topic that we need to talk about. Not a lot of people know about social media like we do. For a lot of people, they can't see what you just said. You know what I mean? And for them, in a normal day, it's like, I just had you. You need to follow me back. And so for me, when I'm not in a certain group of friends, so for example, you just addressed the fact that like you don't follow some of your friends and they don't follow you. But also, they know who you are. So they know that you are a social media personality. And then, for example, I don't think I'm a social media personality, but I think the exact same way as you. And
you know what the other thing is, though? By me not... So I don't think this way. But by me not following people back, some people think that is also like an alpha move, right?
Exactly.
So you follow me, I don't follow you back. You're like, yeah, you're my bitch.
Yeah.
Not exactly like that. No, but basically, yeah. It's like, I'm better than you. I don't need to follow you. And so that's definitely, I think that's a mindset for a lot of people. For me, do you know, I'll be hard truth. For me, yeah. The reason why I don't follow people back is because I don't care what they have to post. I don't like what they have to post.
And nothing, that's okay.
It doesn't benefit my day. Exactly. But it doesn't benefit my day at all. It doesn't benefit my life. But hanging out with them in person, they're like, I'm Joey Kidney on social media, right? Uh-huh. Half the shit that we talk about offline, I don't put online because it's either dark humor or it's super personal.
Exactly.
Or it's just not the persona that I've created for myself online, right? And so... But everybody's like that. You're like that.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah's like that.
Yeah.
There's LL's like that. There's so many people who are like that. And it's just like who people are and what people choose to post is a totally different person. No matter what people say, there's no raw, there's no real because it's always going to be edited, right?
Yeah.
So what I choose to post, like say I'm like this super mental health advocate online and I still am in person, but I'm a little bit more cookie cutter online because I do realize that there's thousands of people listening.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just us, I'm like, screw this, screw that. This is the way it is. You know,
yeah.
I'm a little bit more hard edge because I know who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you see that on my social media and you're like, oh, I don't like how he talks about this or I don't like how he posts about this. And that's fuck that. That's fine.
Dude, here's what I was going to say. Exactly what you just said, the alpha male thing. Dude, I think that's most people. Maybe that's something that you could argue, but I think
it's actually more people who don't have social media presences. So like
exactly.
in the YouTuber and influencer world, people follow back. People follow like it's freaking nothing. I don't care if you have followers if you don't. If I like who you are and you're a creator, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah.
Right? But then I think in the world of I'm not trying to make it some drastic thing, you know, whatever. Shut up. I'm not trying to be like that. But in the world of like not influencer,
uh-huh.
of normal life, yeah. I do think that is a statement that says, you followed me, I didn't follow you back, you still follow me.
Exactly. No,
I still don't follow
you. And that's like what I'm trying to shine light because I'm trying to make people understand this. Because when I came to the school here in Mexico, there's so, like, I don't mean to brag or anything, but I'm definitely an eye catcher. Because they're just like...
Oh, yeah, you are.
They're just like... So, the guy with long hair, the guy who has earrings, the guy who, like, dresses different, like, and also the fact of how I speak, because I don't know.
Damn, you just described TikTok, dude.
Dude, you could say so. I definitely, like, came off as, like, something very weird and, like, eye-catching. And also, like, the fact that I was just so different because it was my second career in a university where lots of the careers are very, like, formal. They do have, like, fashion. I think that's the most creative. If anything, the only career that's creative. And then the other ones are, like, communications, law, business. And I'm there taking business, looking like I'm in fashion. And everybody's like, what are you doing here? Anyways, girls start adding me up, or guys, and they see that I don't follow them. And right off the bat, there's definitely this world or separation that you're saying. I came from like chilling with you and just chilling with creators and all of that, where they follow each other. And then you come to this other world, the normal world, where there's people that are saying like, oh, dude, why didn't you follow me back?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a huge thing. Like, I don't follow a lot of people back, and which I should probably start doing more of, because I think with social media, I think it's healthy to see like somebody's normal life.
Yeah,
I really only follow creators or my really, really close friends. And that's it.
And they post, right? Like, edited stuff, things that were, like, very thought out.
Well, they're posting daily or every second day. They're posting edited stuff. They're posting content. Like actual created content. Not a picture from their life. Mm-hmm. And I guess I never really, like, thought about it. I don't really follow just your average blow off the street that I meet.
Yeah.
You know? And I think the main reason is because I can't connect with it.
Yeah,
and
of
I think with social media, I think that's the whole point. Is like, it is. We also have to understand it's not real life, and so have fun with it. Like, you have to connect with it. It's supposed to be like this VR. It's supposed to be this virtual reality, right?
Yeah.
So this is your second life online.
Uh huh.
That's why O2L. You know O2L?
No, I don't.
It was this collab group with like JC Kalen, Keen Lolly, you know those guys, like Keen and JC. They had a collab group called Our Second Life. And so literally, that's exactly what social media is.
Now, right? hear me out. this is what I think we're getting to a point that there's definitely like a formula. And this formula is, you just said, you need to connect with it. But also, it needs to improve your life. Like, it has to benefit you in some way. And I feel like the reason why you're saying that is because you think you would be wasting time if you were just following things that were not, like, benefiting you in any way. Because then you'd just be scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and just thinking, why am I watching this? Or why am I even just on Instagram right now?
Well, the reason why we use social media is to get away from our reality. So if we're following our reality, we're not going to be happy about it because we want to see something that's different.
Yeah.
So we want that separation. So the way that people are using it who are having this normal life and not, say, not the influencers and all that shit, but people who are having their actual life and try to do that alpha thing, those are the negative people that you don't want to follow. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because they're not popular or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Say they're not this top person in their friend group or whatever, this alpha male in real life. They're trying to be that on social media. And maybe that's us thinking too much into it. But I do think a certain percentage of people do that.
Well, I was going to say, don't even just think that a certain percentage. This is definitely something that's big. Like, it's so big that, like, I was categorized like that in a matter of a day. In a matter of a day from people starting following me and I didn't follow them back, it was a topic. It was a topic that, like, when lunchtime came in, everybody was just like, okay, tell us why don't you follow people? why you only follow like 127 people. So it's almost like I need to educate people on social media. And this is the thing that I think it's so, mind-blowing.
Like, well, I think that a big educational thing here is like when people, if you're listening to this right now and you're like kind of like aggravated and you're kind of mad at us for talking about this, I think, and especially if we called you out, ask yourself, why does it matter so much? Why does getting a follow or why does following somebody back matter so much to you? And at what point, what status does that play in your life? And then that's it's not to dig at anybody. It's literally just to have you realize, why does social media play such a big part and how is it playing a part in my life? Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it because I want to be an alpha? Is it because I think I'm better than anybody else or I don't feel good about myself, so I'm trying to make other people, whatever. What is it? You know, I think that's the big thing here.
Exactly. And now here's the thing. Tell me if this is ever going to happen and if you think this is actually going to help.
This will be our last little point.
Oh, really? There's so much more that I want to say.
We're at 30 minutes.
Okay, just let me do 2 points then.
Okay, too quick.
Okay, so here's the thing. I did the exact same thing when I was in high school. I came out of high school and I deleted my Facebook. And right now, I'm thinking of exactly doing the same thing. But in this, I feel like the reason why I'm doing this, it's because it gets to a point where I don't think even Facebook is useful anymore. Like,
I have a better question. Okay, are you doing this because you want to feel something?
No.
So you're not doing this to be like, okay, I want to see who my friends are. And then so I can get, not necessarily attention, but so I can, you know, feel something.
No, I just feel like in a way I was doing Facebook wrong, you know, like,
And you're trying to fix it?
Yeah, I feel like the more you learn about it, the more you think, oh, I could do this in a different way. And you kind of don't want to, like, have to delete the friends that you don't want to delete. You just kind of want to start with a clean slate and then start adding the friends that you want to add instead of deleting and having to choose. So that's the approach I'm getting from it. Is I don't want to delete people. I want to add people from the beginning, from a clean slate.
Okay. Why don't you just delete Facebook and then don't re-download?
Because here's the thing. Unfortunately, Facebook, it's still relevant in Mexico.
Memes.
No, like family. Like family members don't have Instagram. It's not like in Canada. I feel like in Canada, for sure, there's a huge transition. And like everybody's got Instagram accounts. Even your mom has one.
Yeah, my mom doesn't have a Facebook. She has an Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's the only reason why. Just to connect, still connect with my family. And then the last point that I wanted to get at is, oh my God. It's kind of like, do you think that this is going to help? And like, how are we going to like transition? Because Instagram took out the numbers. And there was like a project where you could not see how many people follow each other. You could only see your own numbers. But see, here's the thing. I think it does help to a certain point because some people are not going to be able to brag anymore. So they're not going to be able to like feel good about themselves being an alpha because they're going to
be
like...
They didn't take out the follower count though. They took out the likes.
They took out the likes. Okay.
But what's funny is that if you're a business account, like I can still see everyone's likes. And then on my, I have like 5 accounts, right? Uh-huh. Some accounts I don't see any likes. Some accounts I only see likes if it hits 1,000.
Okay.
Once it hits 1,000 likes. And then my account, I can see every like. And then other accounts, I just can't. So it's all over the place.
Okay. I think I got confused in there. I'm definitely thinking of something that Twitter wants to do because Kanye was talking to Twitter about it. They're just like, dude, I don't think it's healthy for people to see how many people follow you.
Follow?
And how many people you follow. Because in a way, it's almost like having the measurement of your private parts in like a t-shirt. It's kind of like, hey, I'm this big. But what if you just don't want to show it? What if you don't have that many followers and then other people can judge you and be like, oh, look at that size. No. or like, oh, look at how low, like, he doesn't have that many followers. Now hear me out, wait for it. So no likes, no followers. Imagine that was the social media of the future.
Why?
No, just
why would you be on it?
Okay, just
no,
just,
but like, why would you use it?
Just hear me out. You do it because it's going to be more of an actual just social media, connecting with people that are really far, and you're gonna see the posts from like your friend who's in Paris, or you know, it's just gonna actually serve for what it is. There's gonna be no metrics. Now you're in this situation. Just imagine that it happens, that they take all of those out and the marketing still has access to like the numbers. You still have access to your numbers, just nobody else can see them. Anyways,
it won't work.
Just imagine it works, okay? And then
no, it won't work. I'm telling you right now, there is no world that will work.
Okay, just hear me out though.
Post a picture and have nobody like it.
No, like, explain yourself on that point.
So, if you post a picture, and no one likes it, what is your thought?
You can see your likes though.
Okay, then that's the next thing. Post a picture, and then you're gonna go check your likes.
Yes.
You're still doing the same thing.
Exactly.
The only thing that's standing there is a button.
That's no. So here's the thing. This is exactly what I was trying to get at. That's like the setup for my question. Imagine this happens. You can see the followers. Like, you can see your own stats, but nobody can see anybody else's stats. And you go up to a person, and that person follows you. And then the same question stands. It's like, what do you do? Do you follow them back or you don't follow them back? Because they're still going to know. They're still going to see that you follow them or not.
So think about this. Think about this as real life, right?
Okay.
I don't know how much money. I can't see your bank account.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I know how much money you make. Do you know why? Because I can see how you present yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, there's some people who look homeless, but they're billionaires. Not the point. You can still tell because they're wearing like a Gucci sweater, but they're whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing. You're still going to – the whole life works as this hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
There's still that pyramid of who's at top, has the most. It's constant jealousy. And I'm not saying this – like I wish it worked the way you're saying.
It just
doesn't, because people are so infatuated with being better than someone else.
Your answer is actually what I wanted to hear, because here my conclusion. My conclusion to this topic is, regardless if followers were not shown and likes were not shown and you still know your stats, you still are at the same point that we started. What I said, somebody follows you and they ask, why didn't you follow me back? So there's still the stigma. There's still going to be a stigma, and there's still going to be that alpha male that says, like, why didn't you follow me back? They don't need to see how many people you follow and not follow. They're still going to think of you the exact same way that we started from the beginning. You didn't follow me back, and that's still a stigma.
Exactly. And there's a reason why Instagram's going to keep the numbers and Twitter's going to keep the numbers, because it keeps you coming back. If they took away all the stats, you wouldn't come back, because you want to check to see how well you are doing, and you want to check to see how well somebody else is doing.
Yeah.
It's comparison app. It's dating. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's so sad. But it's the hard truth.
Yeah. Now, what would you say is like the healthiest way of like following somebody? Because that's also like one of the biggest topics that I was trying to address. It's like, you know, and I feel like there's no right answer for this one. How do you know when to follow somebody and when to
unfollow them? There is a right answer. There's 100% a right answer.
Hit me.
It's not a question. Like, so if you follow me, it's not a, oh, should I follow them back or should I not?
Okay.
If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. And that's it. You literally just have to be hard on that. Who gives a fuck? And it can't be you saying that to somebody else, but you saying it to yourself.
Uh-huh.
If you follow me back, or if you follow me and I'm like looking at your page and I don't really like what you post, I'm not going to follow you back.
Now, here's the thing.
There's a lot of now here's the things to everything I say when we're supposed to end like 5 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, man. This is Jesus segment. If you don't get tired of this and you actually like it, please leave a comment on all of Joey's social media and say that we love Jesus segment. I was just going to say, you like them for the first impression. And then after a week or so, you're like, oh, I don't like them. You just don't follow them just like that.
Think about it like dating. Yeah. Right. You go on this date with somebody, right? Yeah. Or if you see somebody on the street and you like the way they look,
yeah,
right? You're going to like them. You're going to follow them, right?
Uh-huh.
If you pass somebody and you don't like the way they look, but they followed you, are you going to follow them? No. Why would you? You have no interest in them. Why would you date somebody you don't like?
Yeah, yeah. No, I said like...
So but that's the same thing as Instagram. There's no difference between Tinder and Instagram.
Uh-huh.
We're still judging everyone. So imagine you passing by every single person. You're not following back everyone that likes you.
Yeah.
You're following everyone you like.
Yeah, yeah. And it just
otherwise,
so happens
why
that
would you follow them?
And it just so happens that you make a match whenever they like you too. No, what I was saying is getting to a point that you need to cut somebody. So you like them first, and I thought you were going with the dating thing somewhere when I said like you like somebody for the first time. The first impression, and then afterwards, say a week passes by and you don't like them. What do? You unfollow them just like that, the same way that you're like, oh, I used to like you, now I don't like you, so I'm just gonna unfollow you.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you're actually seeing this person in person, if you were in a conversation with them and you just walked away, how rude would that be? There's also like an etiquette to social media as well.
Okay.
Like if I follow you and we talk, I'm not just going to randomly unfollow you.
Okay.
If we're in mid conversation.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody who you are not conversing with, you're not sending likes back or whatever. No one's doing nothing. Why not? Why wouldn't you unfollow them?
Okay. I see what you're
right?
saying.
It's a dead end.
That was good. That was a good ass answer. I love that. Okay.
And on that point, I think we're good.
Let's end it. No.
Well, thank you very much really for popping good. On.
No, man, thanks for having me. And thanks for letting me just ramble a little bit. Let's make a new segment. And yeah, if you guys want to hear the podcast that I'm going to put out, I don't know when this is going to come out, but mine is almost done. I hope that I can see you guys on mine as well. And thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no, this is fun. I think people are going to like this. Well, I hope they do. It's just a nice way to talk about more stuff than just me talking to myself.
I like it. And thanks for having me again, for sure.
Bet. No worries, man. All right. Peace.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.